This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly English Premier League on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to the brand new podcast in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Harry Simeon, and of course, I'm joined by the brilliant Mr. Nigel Seeley. Before we get into it, Nigel, how are you doing, mate? It's been a while since we talked.
Seems like ages, Harry. We've gone through two pandemics. You've had another baby. I've lost more hair. it's been a long time, but currently, the world is a little bit more stable. Obviously, there's new variants coming about, but obviously, football world, is soccer world is a little more stable. Fans are in the stadium, and we're getting some winners. It was difficult last year when we were working with the BetRivers on the BetCast, but looking quite good now. Winners are coming through, and games are quite exciting.
As I say, this is a brand new weekly podcast that we will be bringing to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook, the market leaders across the states in European soccer. There's over 346 markets that you can bet on this weekend's upcoming game. So plenty to get your teeth stuck into. And of course, as always, Nigel is going to guide you through and pick out, hopefully for you, the best value. For those of you who joined us last season on the BetCast, you'll know exactly who we are. But for those of you who didn't and are maybe looking at us and thinking, who's that good-looking bearded guy and the Jason Statham lookalike? Nigel, tell people a little bit about your background and how you got to be a bit of a tipster.
Well, Harry, thank you very much for that very complimentary about Jason Statham. I mean, I do get it on a regular basis. I just can't walk down the street without having selfies and autographs and stuff like that. So I do appreciate that you can see the resemblance of me and Mr. Statham. But I'm a former odds compiler turned tipster handicapper. I've worked with major bookmakers. I've done media TV over the years. And in the last few years, I've concentrated mostly on the American market as it's evolving market. Lots of new opportunities and BetRivers are expanding now. New York is going to be added to their list of jurisdictions where they can take wages, sports betting wages. And I'm very excited to be involved. So I'm trying to give some expertise to markets that probably the American audience don't really understand a little bit or need a little bit more education. They know their NFLs, they know their NBAs. But do they know their League Twos and their League Ones? That's the difference. So hopefully we'll give you some tips and have a little bit of fun along the way.
Absolutely. Looking forward to what's going to be a fun-filled and hopefully valuable series of podcasts over the course of the season. As for me, I'm just a guy who talks about and shouts about football in front of a microphone. So that's pretty much all you need to know. I'll leave the complicated stuff to Nigel. There is a big weekend of Premier League action coming up. And Nigel, you've pinpointed a couple of games that you want to have a little bit of a chat about. Let's start with the game. It's the early kickoff here in the UK on Saturday between West Ham United and Chelsea.
Yeah, just before I go into the games, Harry, obviously a lot of people haven't seen you during this pandemic. And, you know, obviously with the look of you, you need to win a few quid because you're sleeping rough on the streets of London. And hopefully we can get some money to help you and get you a cup of soup or something like that to make sure that you can clean yourself up. Anyway, let's look at the games. West Ham against Chelsea is the first game that we're going to look at. If you look at the BetRivers odds, West Ham are plus $4 to win the match. Chelsea are minus 134. And the tie is plus 270. Now, Chelsea are top of the table, doing unbelievably well, both in Europe and in domestically. But they have a big game in midweek after this game in European football because they want to top the group. They probably will top the group, but they do have a big game in Europe that they may have one eye on that. But I think this is a London derby. And for West Ham, it's probably a bigger match for them. You know, I think West Ham, the fans will be looking at this game and they'll have a happy Christmas if they get the win here. West Ham fans will look back on the result a few weeks ago against Liverpool where they won 3-2 and that will give them so much optimism in this game. But the one thing I've been doing all season, if you've been following me on Twitter or seeing my tips that I've been giving on video form for BetRivers on Twitter, is I've been betting Chelsea to win to nil. It's a strategy that is something that you just win week in and week out. Already this season, I think they've played 14 Premier League games. They've 14 matches in all competitions, and they've won 12 of them to nil. In midweek, though, they didn't win to nil. They beat Watford 2-1. And in the last two games, they've conceded two goals. So it's the win to nil trend stopped? Possibly. If you look at West Ham though this season, they've scored in every single home game they played. They're just a very different side to what we saw last season. So I'm going to start with controversial fashion here. I'm not going to go for Chelsea to win 2-0. If you do want to get the Chelsea to win 2-0, it's +175. But I think here now we might see an entertaining game. I think West Ham will really take the match to Chelsea and think that they have an opportunity to get at them because of the Champions League in midweek. And I'm going to go for both teams to score. I think -104, both teams to score, is a decent play. And if you're looking for a correct score, Chelsea did win 2-1 against Watford in midweek. And I think a 2-1 Chelsea win at $7 with Bet Rivers would be where I'm going. But very controversial. Week in and week out, I go Chelsea to win 2-0. And the first week of the podcast, I'm changing that and going for goals. Because not because of what anything about Chelsea, but I think West Ham are underrated. And I think Antonio, Declan Rice, and all the flair players that they have in attacking positions will cause Chelsea some problems here. So I'm going to go for both teams to score in what I think will be a very entertaining start to the Premier League this weekend. So both teams to score, -104.
Yeah, for sure. And you're absolutely right about West Ham being underrated. I mean, especially, I guess, from looking from the outside in, they're not one of the big six traditionally. So people might overlook them, but I think you're onto something there, Nigel. The other big game that you've decided to focus on doesn't take place until Monday night, but that's the game between Everton and Arsenal at Goodison Park. What are your thoughts on that one?
Well, Harry, I know you're an Arsenal fan, and anybody who has followed us on the Betcast know that you're Arsenal. You're probably the most impartial sports commentator I know. Yeah, all right. absolutely, the most partial. Everything is even the set for the new podcast is painted red and white. I mean, it just sums you up really there, Harry.
I've got to show my loyalties now. The loyalties have to be straight, don't they?
You can't bet with your heart. You've got to take your heart, get all emotion out. You've got to bet with your head. And, you know, obviously that's why you're living on the streets and I'm here in this luxury surroundings, living the dream. Yeah, right. Anyway, Everton against Arsenal. I wouldn't get too carried away that Arsenal's been picked as one of the games of the week, Harry. It's just the fact that it's a very poor Premier League card this week. So Arsenal only got promoted because the other games aren't so great. But
That's a bit harsh, Nigel. They could be top four by the time this goes out.
They could be, but they probably won't be. But let me just say something. Everton. The reason why I picked it was purely because of the problems that are going on Everton. Rafa Benitez is now the bookmaker's favourite to be the next Premier League manager to lose his job after 6 defeats in their last 7 matches. Absolutely torn apart by Liverpool in the Merseyside derby, which will be an embarrassment for the fans, for the owners, for supporters of Everton, and they have to bounce back. And they go in against an Arsenal side that are in good form. I mean, five wins of the last 6. The only team that they've beaten to was on the last trip to Merseyside to place Liverpool. But this is obviously a trip to Liverpool is nowhere near as intimidating. Sorry, a trip to Everton is nowhere near as intimidating as a trip to Liverpool. So I think if you throw all these things into the mix, I think it's about the question for me is, do the Everton players want to play for Rafa Benitez for it anymore? He's a very negative coach in terms of the way he sets his sides out. He's very pragmatic in the way that he plays, and I think they want something more than that. And you'll be very happy to hear this, Harry, but I think Arsenal could get the victory at the weekend, which will send Rafa Benitez looking for another job. I think he'll become the 7th casualty in the Premier League by midweek next week, and I think Arsenal will get the win here. Arsenal are +112 for the win. Everton are +240. The tie is +260. But I'm just going to keep it very simple. I'm going to go for Arsenal to win this game because I think Everton are in complete turmoil. And I'm not quite sure whether the players fancy the manager. And once you lose that dressing room, as we saw with Manchester United, with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and the Chelsea managers in the past, it's very hard to get it back. And I think Arsenal, young side, playing well, as you say, looking for fourth, probably won't be in fourth, but I like Arsenal at +112.
Maybe we won't be in fourth, but I'll take the positive words from Nigel about Arsenal and I'll cherish them. But Nigel,
it's nothing to do with how good you are, Harry. It's to do with how poor Everton are. Everton are Everton are languishing towards the foot of the table, and they're, you know, the only thing that can change my opinion on this game is if Everton sack Rafa Benitez between now and Monday. If they sack him on Friday or Saturday, please, if you're listening to this for the first time, do not bet, because I think Everton will be a better side without Rafa Benitez in the dugout than they will be with him. But if they stick with him and they go into this game with him and under pressure he is, I think Arsenal win.
So just briefly before we move on from this game, you mentioned that if Rafa Benitez gets sacked, that changes your opinion on this game. How much of what happened last night in the Merseyside derby has contributed to your opinion? Because getting beaten by Liverpool can happen, right? So was this your view on Everton prior to what happened last night?
One thing with Everton over the years is that they're always quite hard to beat at home, and they always have a bit of a grit and determination, and the fans are massively behind them. If you've been to a Goodison Park, very lucky to be there. It's very close to the pitch, and it's quite an intimidating stadium, actually. It's an old-fashioned English football ground. And it lost that passion in that game. And I think they've given up on the manager. Obviously, he's come being manager of Liverpool previously, didn't help him to turn a lot of people over. A lot of people didn't want him from day one. And I think his time's up. And I just don't think the fans will be behind him for this game. And I think they'll be looking for an excuse to get rid of him rather than support him. And I think if they do get rid of him and they say putting Duncan Ferguson or a legend at the club in charge, that will spur everybody on the club. And I think it'll be a very, very different atmosphere and a very, very different game for Arsenal. So at +112 with Rafa Benitez in charge, I'm taking Arsenal. Without Rafa Benitez, I'm not having a bet.
Interesting stuff. Now it's time for our Play the Dog segment, where Nigel will be picking an underdog who could defy the odds this weekend. He'll be looking right across Europe for this. So, Nigel, tell us about your pick this week.
Well, here we go, Harry. We're heading to Spain. I wish I'd like to go to Spain here. It's -4 here the other day. It's the temperature. We're heading to Spain and the south of Spain, where the team I'm going to go with is Real Betis to cause an upset against Barcelona.
Say that again, Nigel. I like that pronunciation.
Barcelona. but I think Real Betis here are a bet. They're +510. +510 to beat Barcelona. Real Betis are higher than Barcelona in the division. They're fifth. Barcelona are seventh. Real Betis have the second best away record in La Liga behind Real Madrid, the league leaders. They've scored more goals than Barcelona. And Barcelona are in complete and utter turmoil. But Real Betis have won their last three matches. And Barcelona, obviously, they've got a new manager in Xavi, but they have got some big, big work to do. And I think Barcelona have given up on the league already this season. They can't win. There's no way they can win the league. And their performances have been pretty dreadful. The other reason why I like them is because on Wednesday night, they travel to Bayern Munich, to Germany. And they have to get something from that game to have any chance of qualifying for the Champions League knockout stages. And that is much, 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 much more important for Barcelona than a home game against Betis on Thursday night. Not because they're going to win the Champions League, but the financial implications for them. And this is a club that's got no money. It's struggling for cash anyway. So I think Real Betis at +510 is a fantastic. If you're looking for a dog this week, it's one of the better dogs that I think I'll find this season. If you look at Barcelona's starting lineup, I mean, there's three or four players, a lot of very aging. But if you look up front, Braithwaite, I mean, Depay is all right. But when I watch this Braithwaite, who plays up front for Barcelona, I don't think he'll get in the Burnley team. I don't think he'll get in the Burnley team. And
He is one of the more left-field signings that Barcelona have made in recent years. That's for sure. I'll give you that.
His agent would have just thought it was a joke when they ran up and said, Barcelona are interested in you. This is a wind-up. This has got to be a joke. No, they're interested. He's going to play in front of Camp Nou. But you see the video of him when he turns up and he's doing the flick-ups. I could do more flick-ups in the garden than him. He's done about six, and then the ball fell on the floor. I mean, this Coutinho is gone past his best. Depay not looking the same. This is a poor, poor, poor Barcelona side, an aging Barcelona side. Busquets, I mean, obviously they've got some young players coming through who are quality, but there's big, big problems there, and it's a rebuilding process, and they need the money. And the game against Bayern Munich, and obviously Bayern Munich qualified, and they may fancy the chance of get something from that result, but they've got to get something on Wednesday night. And Betis will come here in confident thought of getting something. And I think they will. I think 5-1 around that kind of price is an absolutely massive price. And the other thing I would say, just very quickly, Betis also have a Champions League match to play. A Europa League match to play on the Thursday, which some people may look at as a distraction. But Betis have already qualified, and they play Celtic, who are already out. So Betis can throw every one of their better players to try to get a Champions League position in Spain for the Barcelona game and put all the kids out or the reserves out on Thursday. Whereas for Barcelona, it's totally the opposite. They'll rest players and they'll need everybody ready and fit and raring to go for the game against Bayern Munich on Wednesday night. So Real Betis at +510 is the best dog on the weekend slate across Europe this week.
I think I'm going to have a little flutter on that dog as well. It certainly sounds like an appealing one. Let's move on to the betting week parlay. Nigel, what have you put together for us?
Right. Well, I've got this week, each week we're going to give you, we're going to break down the two best games in the Premier League, which we've done this week in West Ham and Chelsea and Everton Arsenal. Then we're going to look at
Everton Arsenal, best game.
Only this week. I guarantee you, Harry, they won't make it this side of Christmas. They won't be in it. I mean, even if it was, say it was like a week before Christmas and it was Norwich against Burnley and it was Arsenal v Tottenham, I'm going to put Norwich and Burnley in just to wind you up. So that they will not be in the game of the week in the Premier League at this side of the new year. So I put a parlay together and I've gone to three different leagues around Europe for this parlay. My first play is in the Premier League. And it's under 2.5 goals in Newcastle against Burnley. Now, the wife said to me, we need to go Christmas shopping. And I looked at this scheduling of this game on TV and I said, we're going to go for 90 minutes while this game's on. Because I'm going to, or either that, I'm going to paint that wall behind me red and I'm going to sit and watch it dry. Because this is going to be boring. I've got no interest in this game whatsoever. Newcastle are the richest soccer club in world football, and they haven't won in 15 games in the Premier League in this season, 14 in the Premier League and one in the cup. They're minus money. They're one of BetRivers' favourites to get relegated and play in the Championship next season, which is an absolute disgrace. They drew 1-1 with Norwich in midweek. They had a player sent off, Kieran Clarke, who misses the game, and Burnley on the back of a 0-0 draw. And the draw specialists they are. They've drawn 6 of their last 9 matches. They've drawn their last, I think it's the last 3 now they've drawn as well. But Sean Dyche, their manager, is quite pragmatic in his approach. And I think he'll think to himself, let's draw a few games and bore our way to survival. If they don't get 2 points and we get a point, it's just frustrate and get a point. And Newcastle aren't good enough to break anyone down. If you look at the records, 3 of the last 4 Newcastle games under 2.5 goals. Burnley, always good for a 0-0. And when the two met in the English Cup earlier in the season at Newcastle, the game ended 0-0. So, yep, under 2.5 goals, Newcastle. Burnley's the first leg. The second leg is in the Championship in England. I'm going to go for Nottingham Forest to beat Peterborough. Nottingham Forest are a side that I watched play QPR recently. I was really impressed with them. They've got so much pace in attack. They're 16th in the table, but I think they'll finish a lot higher than that. They're unbeaten. They've won 5 of their last 6 matches and they're unbeaten. They've only lost 1 in the last 13 matches. Peterborough, a side that always score goals, haven't scored now in their last 4. And they've only won 1 in, I think it's 13 matches. They haven't scored in 5 of their last 6 either, but it conceded 12 and only 1 goal in those 6 period of time. So Peterborough in real big trouble. And Nottingham Forest, a team that I've seen firsthand in the Championship, who I really think will do well towards the end of the year. So Nottingham Forest and Newcastle under 2.5 goals. And the other bet I like is in Europe and it's in France. And I'm going to go for Montpellier to beat Clermont Foot. Now, Clermont Foot sounds like a politician, doesn't it? But it's actually a French football team, believe it or not. Montpellier won 3-1 last week against Metz. They've had some really good metrics, but haven't been getting the results. But last week, they didn't get the great metrics. But they've done all right at home. They've only lost 2 games at home against Lyon and Marseille. Clermont have the worst home record in France. Sorry, second worst record behind Lorient. They've just 1 win, which on the opening day of the season against Bordeaux. And after that, they've had no wins in 6 and just 1 win in 14. They've got problems with injuries. And then with five defeats in their last six and conceding an average of two goals per game, I've got to get with Montpellier. So the parlay this week, under 2.5 goals, Newcastle Burnley. I'm going Christmas shopping when that's on. Montpellier to beat that well-known politician Clermont Foot, and Nottingham Forest to beat Peterborough. Now, the parlay plays +563 with Bet Rivers, but I'm sure if I have a word with the powers that be at Bet Rivers Towers, we'll be able to bump that up to $6. I'll have a word to you, David. If you fancy that parlay, I think $6 around about that you'll get for your money. I think that's a great play. That gives you some interest in three different leagues around Europe on three different times at the weekend. So that's what I'm going for the parlay this week, Harry.
Sounds good. Just to reiterate that, it's under 2.5 goals. Newcastle, Burnley, Nottingham Forest to beat Peterborough and Montpellier to beat Clermont Foot. There you go. That's not a name you'd associate with the football.
It sounds like a solicitor. Clermont Foot solicitors.
It sounds like some kind of aristocratic name that me and you would know nothing about, but you know what I mean.
Nigel's very aristocratic. I can't even say it. Aristocratic.
Aristocratic. There it is.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Big words. Big words on the podcast for us.
That's it. Exactly. Right. It's time for a little bit of fun. So those of you who would have listened to the BetCast last season would have heard that while I was trying to tell you what was happening in the game of football that we were covering, Nigel couldn't resist dropping a name every now and again. Those names ranged from footballers, England players to TV stars, you name it, Nigel knows them. So we're going to play a little bit of a game. Now, Nigel, the master name dropper, once went out for an Indian curry with a European monarch. Yep, a European princess. Nigel once sat down at a curry house opposite a European princess. And we're going to ask you to guess out of the following options which one it was. Now, you can send your answers over. You can tweet them underneath the tweet in which we've released the podcast, or you can tweet myself at Harry Simeon or Nigel as well. We'll put the details in the description. But we want you to guess which princess it is that Nigel enjoyed. Was it a vindaloo, Nigel? What did you have?
It's a very intimate curry. We were sharing a naan bread. It was like the scene from Lady and the Tramp as we were sharing the naan bread. But I could have been royalty, Harry. You know, you could be sitting here with a prince, you know, and, you know, just play some respect for not only, you know, this is serious, but no, true story. I'll tell you the story next week and how it evolved. And it's quite funny. I did have a Indian restaurant, went to an Indian restaurant, an Indian, very intimate Indian meal with a princess from a country around Europe. And you're going to give the options of who that could be.
Yeah, absolutely. So there are a number of options for you to choose from. You can pick from either Princess Katarina of Serbia, Mary Crown Princess of Denmark, Princess Laurentine of the Netherlands, or Princess Astrid of Belgium. So those are the four princesses that are in the running. Which lucky lady was it that got to sit at a table and share an arm bread with Mr. Nigel Seeley? Oh, this is incredible. Make sure you send your answers in, and the winner, whoever gets it right, we're going to get you a free bet that you can use with Bet Rivers, subject to being in a state where, of course, betting is legal. So we'll get all the correct answers together and we'll help you out there. So make sure.
I also would like them to try and find out how the circumstance arose as well. How I happen to be. And the funniest one as well, we'll try and get a couple of free bets from Bet Rivers to give out to you. But how it actually happened that I was sitting in an Indian restaurant with a European princess would be great.
I like that. Should we do one winner who picks the most accurate story and one winner who picks the most out there funny story that we like?
Yes.
How about that?
Yes. Good.
Let's do that. Brilliant stuff. Make sure you send your answers over. We'd love to hear them. I'm going to have a good laugh at this, I can tell you. Right. Let's move on. Let's get Nigel's play of the betting week.
Oh, Harry, it's got to be one of the ones I've mentioned. If you're looking at the odds of all the games, we touched on four or five different matches there. But I do think Montpellier at plus money to beat Clermont Foot is the best bet in the European slate this weekend. I think, you know, their home record is phenomenal. Clermont are dreadful. Haven't won on the road since the first day of the season. And to get plus 115 with Bet Rivers, I would make them around about minus 120 So to get plus 115 is represent not only the best bet, but it also represents the best value. But, you know, if you're looking for a pizza money and you want to have a little bit of fun on the show, or you're looking for some angle, you're not really new to betting so much. It's the first time you've come across. You might not be interested in a plus 115, but throw a real Betis at plus 510 to beat Bayern Munich. And maybe if you have the correct score, Betis 2-1 at around about 25 or something like that, that will give you a very big return for a very small stake. And I think Barcelona are vulnerable this weekend.
Brilliant stuff. That concludes this first edition of the Betting Week podcast in association with Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Harry Simeon. That's Nigel Seeley. Nigel, let people know how they can follow you on social media and keep up with your great picks.
Yeah, you can follow me. I've got the videos for Bet Rivers coming through pretty much daily in the EPL and Champions League next week. Check out the me on Twitter, which is @Seeley_Nigel. So @Seeley_Nigel, give you all the updates and any other bit of betting advice I can give you. Any questions you've got for me, just feel free to DM or fire away anything you want answered, and we can bring up next week on here.
Indeed, make sure you give Bet Rivers a follow on all social media platforms @BetRivers, nice and simple. Make sure you leave the podcast a review, subscribe. We'd love to hear your feedback, positive and negative. It's all great. It all helps. Feel free to DM either of us. We'll definitely be keeping a close eye on them. And we'll be back next week with some more picks, some more tips, but also to reveal which European princess it is that had the pleasure of dining with Mr. Seeley. Don't forget to get your scenarios and stories in as well. We'd love to read them. And yeah, I think I might set aside an evening actually this week just to read them. I think it's definitely worth it. I think there'll be some great answers there. But thank you all so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. And we'll be back very, very soon with more. Until next time, goodbye. Enjoy the football.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly English Premier League on the BetRivers Network.